Okay. Baruch Hashem, it was chus to come here. It's the second time I'm here already. I don't know if any of you were here 2 years ago when I was here. A couple of you. This Shabbos was the Rishiva Sal's yard site, Baron Kotler's yard site. So I saw a Gvaldik Yechidish, the way he touches up in Inyan. He came to America, I think 1942, 1943. There wasn't too many yeshivas. There weren't too many B'nai Torah. It was empty. But he was very optimistic. He said, Torah is going to grow here in America. And I'm not saying the name of Chavra his, who he learned with in Europe, a big Rashiva. He said to him, the way here will grow in the palm of my hand, that's how you're going to build the yeshiva without college and produce big Talmidei Chachamim. That's what his Chavra told him. He says, you're not going to do it in America. It's not going to work. And he was optimistic that it was going to work. Yeah, thank you. That's the cell phone generation here, huh? I don't know how to shut it off. So he was very optimistic. He said, Torah is going to grow here. So I'll tell you like this. A chaver of mine, today he's a marbet Torah, told me such a story happened with him. He was a young boy, I think he was 16, and he was learning in Philadelphia yeshiva. And in those days, Bochum used to come to Lakewood for Shabbos. The yeshiva was very small then. When I learned in the yeshiva, when the yeshiva was Nifta, the big Lakewood yeshiva was only 150 Talmidim. That was the whole yeshiva. 50 in Galite, 100 Bochum. That was the whole Lakewood. Today they fit into one room. One small room. So he walked into the Beis Medrash Friday afternoon. Rishizal had a minig. It was in summertime. He always used to tell us that you should come to learn before Shabbos. He says, be makabal then and show me your seira with Torah. And whatever he said, he lived with it. So he came to the yeshiva. He was the only one in the Beis Medrash. And this bocha walks in. It's me, it was like a bocha. And he sees the yeshiva sitting up front, sitting by the shtender, shuckling. This is the way he told me the story, the way it happened to him. And he's a young boy. He says now he'd be afraid to walk over to him. But then he was a young boy. He wasn't afraid. He walked over to him. The yeshiva said, what is it? What do you need? Like it was the middle of learning. So he said, how do you become a gadol? That's what the bocha asked him. Famous like a bocha. How do you become a god? So all of a sudden the yeshiva relaxed. He stood up, put his hands on the shtender. He was a very emotional person. His face got red. He says, people make a mistake. People think you become a godel if you have a good head. A good head means you're going to become a godel. He says, a godel you only become with hasmada. If you have hasmada and you learn, you could become big. He says, there were many, this is what he said over, there were many Gedolei Yisrael. When he's talking about Gedolei Yisrael, he meant the big ones, the real big ones in Europe. And he said, he knows many Gedolei didn't have good heads. They weren't born with the Kishrinas that some people have naturally. And they became Gedolei Olam. Why? From Hasmada. So I want to tell you over what I saw, when I was looking, and it was the yard site. So let me tell you over the way he learned Pshat in a Gemara. I don't know if you're learning Sukkah, probably not. It says the Gemara in Sukkah, Boyurei, come and see, Shaloi kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas Basav Adam, that the way Hashem does things is different than the way people do it. He says, physically, a kli mole, if you have a keli full of water, you pour more water, it doesn't go into the keli, it just pours over. An empty keli gets full. He says, in Ruchnius, it's just the opposite. Klei mole marzik. If the keli is full, it holds more. If the keli is empty, nothing goes into it. What's the pshat? How does that work? So listen to the way he says how it works. So he says, if a person wants to learn Torah, and he tries hard, and his heart is small, his keli is small, but he has a small heart, when he learns Torah, it gets bigger. The more he learns, the bigger it gets. And when you don't learn, it gets smaller. So klimole, if the keli is full of learning, if you learn basmada, it's marzik. It takes in more and more and more and more. But if your heart is empty, it's closed. Nothing goes in. You hear chiddush? This I heard the Rashiva say. He once was talking on Hanukkah. So he said, if someone's Makabal El Torah, if he's Makabal El Torah, Gitmin Su Kishra Min Hashemayim. They give you brains. Min Hashemayim, you'll get a better head. That's the pshat. What does that mean? That's what he said over here. You become a godel from Asmada. If someone tries to learn, your heart opens up and more Torah goes in. It doesn't work. Ruchnius doesn't work like Gashmius. To be a professor of science or physics, maybe, if you have a good head, you'll make it. You don't know math, you'll never know physics. You could sit the whole day and night, and you could be mispiled for Siyata Dishmaya, but the physics is not going to go into your head if you don't know math. If you don't know math, you can't know chemistry without math. But Torah is different, because when you learn Torah, it's Ruchnius. So if you learn, Hashem opens up your heart. He opens up your mind. It gets bigger and bigger, and you can hold more. That's what he told his bacha. How do you become big? You become big from learning. That's how you become big. And everyone thinks there's an Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says that if someone is zoicha to get a chiyus in learning, and he enjoys his learning, he's like meshuggah. That's the lashon he uses. He's like crazy. Like he just can't stop learning. Like lahavdil, someone takes drugs, he can't stop. So someone's an alcoholic, he can't stop. If someone gets an avo to Torah, he's like, I'll tell you a maisa that Rav Moshe Feinstein's doctor told me. He said he once came into Rav Moshe. He happened to be only a foot doctor, and the Rebbetzin, Rav Moshe's Rebbetzin, took very good care of him. So she said to the doctor, tell him not to learn. He says, as Azoivi, I shik him at the bottle. He's like a drunk with the bottle. He can't stop learning. Tell him it's enough. He learned his whole life. He has to rest. And Moshe stood quietly. He didn't answer a word. When his Rebbetzin walked that room, he told the doctor, he said, I don't understand that. I have so much more to learn. I have so much more to do. What do you mean I learned enough? It's never enough. And I saw in a sefer, they printed over, there was a Yerushalmi, there was someone in Russia, I forgot his name, a Slabodka Talmud. There was someone in Russia under the communists who learned in Slabodka, the time of the Rashiva and Rav Yankov, all the big Dolim, and he got stuck under the communists, and he wrote a lot of Chidushim on the Yerushalmi, on Zroyim. And there was a rabbi, I think his name was Borenstein. They used to let him in, he was a moil, and he used to do brisim. They didn't know, it was when it was the Iron Curtain. And he went to visit this rabbi in the hospital right before he was nifter. He told him, I have these and these ksavim, smuggle it out of Russia. And he smuggled it out of Russia, and he printed it. So in the beginning, there's a pirish for Moshe Feinstein. So when I saw the sefer, it reminded me of this mice. He writes like this. He wrote Chidushim HaMasech Techala. Zroyim, like how many people learned that? So he writes, since Hashem gave me Ariches Yomim, so I was able to say Chidushim HaMasech that I never said before. So when he was older, he said, I have to learn more. There's no such thing of stopping. And by Marashiva also, you saw his cheshek from learning. Of course, he was an Eloi. But his main thing was he was an Eloi. I just heard a story. I always like to hear stories that happened in Europe. He was, you know, he was supposed to get on a train. And the train started going. And there was an open window. And there was Yeshiva Bochum on the train. So he was a short, small person. So they picked him up and they schlepped him through the window while the train was going. And while he was halfway through the window, he says to the Bochum, what Masechta are you learning? He was talking and learning already when he was half in the train and half out the train. I just heard the story from Zeynikel on Shabbos. Like, by him, that was his whole life. His whole life was learning Torah. And if you're Zoicha, it says there's a Medrash. The Medrash says that Torah, Trilosa Imar, V'Soifa Mosuk. It's Tami Tishem and Zayas. It says on Shem and Zayas that in the beginning it's bitter, but then it gets sweet. When you start, it's hard. When you start, it looks like you'll never get there. Sometimes you can think, I know I went through the same thing when I was a young bocha. One day doesn't go good learning. I said, that's it, I can't make it. It's over. That's the Yetzer Hara talking. That's a mistake. There's no such thing that you can't make it. Another thing Rashiv used to say, used to say over from the Alshech, we say every Shabbos in davening, V'sein chalkeinu b'soyra secha, give us our chalik in Torah. So this is how he used to say over from the Alshech. Every one of us are neshama stood in Har Sinai. That's a Zoya, it's Gemaris. First of all, for Amunah itself. It says in Chazal, when Hashem said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that was the first time in the history of the world, and the last time in the history of the world, that Hashem showed him, Anochi, we don't know what that means, but Hashem showed himself to us. Every one of our neshamas was there. That means every one of us has Emunah. It's part of us. And we know, like Rebbe Vessler said, he was in England during the war, like your Yeshivas are from England. I don't know if he was able to know Rebbe Vessler. But he said in England, when the bombs were falling, he was in London. He stayed in London. He said when the bombs were falling, everybody was a maimon. Why? Because no one was thinking about Gashmias. No one was thinking about cars. No one was thinking about food. No one was thinking about anything. The only thing about one thing is the bomb's going to land on my house or not. Are we going to survive? You know, if you ever saw the pictures, what Hitler tried for a few months, constantly bombing every day, he thought he's going to break them with that. And you look at the devastation, all the ruins of houses. He says, no one was thinking about Gashmias. Everybody felt closer to Hashem. Because once you stop thinking about Gashmias, then the Ruchnias comes out. I saw these two mices printed from reliable sources. One mice I saw from Shraga Grossbart. He was the head, he was a Rashiv in Ponevich, he was the head of Chinuch Atzmai. So this happened during the Yom Kippur War. If you learn about these wars, then it was a war of tanks. With the Egyptian tanks and the Yiddish tanks. And they were hidden in a tank, and they shot a cannon, and it hit the turret, the top of the tank, and it knocked off the turret, and from the heat of the crash, of the explosion, it sealed it. It sealed the tank, and they were surrounded on all sides, and they said, that's it. So a Shem HaTzonik, a Kibbutznik, there was a Dati, a Haredi, in the tank. They say the names, and they said, teach us how to die. How do you die? They said, this is it. They saw the Malcham Avos in front of them, and they all said, Shema Yisrael. The Kibbutznik. The Shem HaTzorah Kibbutznik said Shema Yisrael, and afterwards they shot a different cannon, and it knocked off the whole top of the tank, so they were able to escape. So really, deep down, every Yid has the Emunah. So sometimes the Yetzirah comes and says, is there Hashem, is there Hashem? That's the Yetzirah trying to confuse you. But deep down, we're all Maminim B'nai Maminim. And when we come to it, like there's an expression by Goyim, there's no atheist in a foxhole. You know, in World War II, there were foxholes. That's the way they were shooting. So when you see people being killed on all sides, you don't know if you're going to live or die, then you see Hashem. Hashem is there. We have to see him even, not under such circumstances. But just like the moon is part of every Yid, every one of our neshama stood in Har Sinai, and every one of our neshama said Nasa v'nishma, and every Yid was makabel his chelik in Torah. Everybody has a different chelik in Torah. No two people have the same chelik. See, some people like Iyun, some people like Cheshbon, some people like Drush, some people, everyone has a different geshmak in learning. So the Malbim, the Alshach says, what's the expression, v'sein chelkeinu b'sayra secha? It means, give us our chelik that our neshama was makabel in Har Sinai. And I saw a chiddush from the Vilna Gaon. You all know, everyone knows the Gemara, that when you're inside, when a child is inside the mother, a malach comes and learns with you the Torah. Everyone knows that. And when you go out, you forget it. So the Vilna Gaon says, which Torah is the malach learning with you? You know which Torah is learning with you? The Torah that your neshama was makabel in Har Sinai. The Torah that you heard from Hashem. The Torah that Hashem gave you. You're learning it before you're born. So Mefarshim asked, if you forget it, the second time you have to learn it for? Because it's a big difference if you knew something already and you have to learn it over than if you never knew it before. So all the Torah that you're learning, it's hard. But after you know it, it's really inside you before you even start. So that's V'sein Chalkeinu B'Sarasecha. So Rashi used to say, the Gemara says, when someone gives a matana, he gives it by in Yafa. There's Gemara's in Balbasar about it, that, well, for example, let's say you give someone a present, a glass case that has different accessories that come with it. So you don't see he just gave him the case, he gave him the accessories. Why? Because when you give a matana, you give it by in Yafa. When you're giving a matana, you're not being cheap. You're giving someone a present, so you mean to give them a nice present, all the accessories that go along with it. So when Hashem gives a matana, he doesn't give you a little bit Torah, he gives you a lot of Torah. If you would learn, Rashi used to say, if you would learn a small chelik of the Torah, that your neshama was makabel and Sinai, you'd all be ga'inim. You'd all be ga'inim. The koyach ha-Torah is in every single person. And there's, Rebbe Lapin always used to say, the Zayda, quoting him, it's printed in the Lev Elyo, maybe you heard it before. He says, people think if you're a Ben Torah, if you're learning Torah and you're giving up all the inyanim of the world, you're a sad, lonely person, but you'll get Olam Haba, but Olam Haza you won't have. He says, no, that's a mistake. You know who has the real Olam Haza? The one who has satisfaction of life, enjoyment of life, feeling they're accomplishing something. It's all the B'nai Torah. The more ruchnius you have in you, the more simchas hachayim you have. When it comes to taivas, the second you have the taiva, you're happy. The next minute you have a letdown. It's over. But when it comes to ruchnius, it stays with you. Any mitzvah that you do, just think about it. Let's say you learned good last year, 3 days. When you remember those 3 days, you feel good. It gives you a chizuk. You davened good one day. You did a chesed. You acted like a mensch. I'm telling you, whatever it happens to be. So you feel good because that stays your olam. If you ate a good meal 2 hours ago and you're hungry, and you think about that good meal, that your stomach is still hurting, you're hungry. Thinking about the gashmias that you had doesn't satisfy you today. But any mitzvah you did, any vort of Torah, any dovah toiv you did, you wanted to get in kas, and you controlled yourself and you didn't. Every time you think about that, you feel better. Because ruchnias stays with you. Ruchnias lasts. Gashmias is very short time. If someone prepares a gourmet meal, or he goes to a big restaurant, he saved up money, how many seconds of enjoyment do you have from that meal? Seconds. Until the waiter serves you, until you eat it, until you enjoy it. It's seconds. Think back. All gashmias is seconds. Rabbi Yochum speaks about this very much. It's fleeting. And then it's gone, and then you're hungry again. You don't have it. But ruchnias stays with you la'olam. And ruchnias could satisfy you, and ruchnias could give you menuchas hanefesh. I saw a few interesting mices brought down over here. That mice with Reb Shloime Eger. Reb Shloime Eger was the son of Reb Akiva Eger. He was a big guy. He was a big businessman and a big guy at the same time. Today I don't think you find that. Someone can be in business all day and be a goin. But these people, when they were in business, their head was in learning, even while they were in business. And something in those days, if a yid was matzliach, you got into trouble. They masked to the government. They made up all kinds of bilbulim about you. And him and his partner had a very bad case that was coming up in court. And in those days, If they said guilty, either they took away all your money and they put you in prison the rest of life, you can't appeal it. You didn't go to a jury. In those days, whatever the judge felt like doing, he did. And they said, hang him up. In 10 minutes, he's hung up. There's no appeals in court. And again, and again, and again, and putting it off till they get tired of all the appeals. You didn't have that. If you came to court and they said guilty, it's over with. You're finished. So his partner was very nervous, and he wanted to see how Reb Shloime Eger is doing. So he comes into Reb Shloime Eger's house, and he sees he's sitting and learning, alikt and learning, mamish, with a simcha. So he asked him, how do you do it? So he told him the truth. He says, in the beginning, till I could concentrate, I couldn't concentrate. He's going to, who knows, his whole life is in jeopardy. Who knows what's going to be in 10 minutes. But he said, once I got into learning, I forgot about the rest of the world. I forgot about the court case. He was busy with Abaye Varova. Just remind me of a story. There was once a younger man who learned in Lakewood, and he learned in Koilo, and then he left to go into business. So he started his own business. See, you start your own business. You start from scratch. It's hard work till you build up a business. So the Yeshiva came to visit him, and he told the Yeshiva, what should I do? I work out a whole day, and then at night when I sit down by the Gemara, I fall asleep. I fall asleep, I can't learn. He says, sit by the Gemara and fall asleep. Zol zecholna fin Abaye Varova. Dream about Abaye Varova. Even if you can't learn, your head's bothering you, sit by the Gemara. That alone is something. In other words, as long as you try and you work in Shemayim, that means a lot. And then you have Shatta the Shemayim and you get it, and you get it. But it doesn't go one day you work hard and you'll, I didn't get it. It's constant. If you want to, it will be by you. If you want to, you'll get it. And the Rishiv used to say over such a chazal, it says, Teres Hashem Temima, Meshivas Nofesh. We all know the pasuk. We said from Simchas Torah. It says, Teres Hashem, Oimedes Lifnei Odom. When you sit down to learn, the Torah comes to you. This Loshna B'Medrash. Oimedes Lifnei Odom, when he's Oisig V'Meres, Hashem Imcha, Giba Chayil, you're Giba Chayil, you want to learn Torah. Hinei Bosi Lilmoid. Hinei Bosi Lalamdecha, I'm coming to teach you. The Torah comes to you. I came kenegdecha. Sa'ashrecha. How happy, how special you'll be if you'll take me in. The Torah wants us to learn. The Torah is easy to learn. But we just have to sit down. That's why the Yetzirah doesn't let us sit down to learn. It's very hard to sit down to learn. I know when I stopped going to English and I had to sit the whole day. The morning, I could get away with it. The afternoons was murder. I couldn't sit still. It's hard, but after a while, you force yourself, a month, 2 months, 3 months, then Baruch Hashem, it starts. Ashrecha, the Torah is standing in front of us. The Torah is begging us to learn. That's the Lashon. The Metzias HaTorah teaches the Odom, it gives us Chizuk. Ashrecha im tiskereini. You have to start. You have to break the ice. You have to learn. And when you learn one day and it doesn't go, and you learn it now and your head's wandering all over the world, it doesn't matter. As long as you sit by that Gemara and you keep pushing, you'll do. Like I was going in a car with Rav Shnei Zichrono Livracha, before he was Rosh Yeshiva. So I told him over for the Alter from Kelim. The Alter from Kelim gives a marshal. When someone digs a well, he's digging for water. He goes down 100 feet, keeps going and going, he's not getting water. Then he stops. It could very well be that the water is 2-3 inches away. Eventually, it's zichah there. It's a question how long it's going to take to get there. So if a person is working and working, then he stops, that's the Yetzirah. You'll zichah get there. The Rishiva says like this, let me say over his Lashon, that he wrote himself, from his Shmuzin, he wrote such a Lashon, let me just find it. He wrote a Lashon like this. Let's say he gives a marshal, this hidden treasure, you know, used to be hidden, the pirates used to have, there's always hidden treasures, even recently, the Titanic, millions of dollars they found, gold, silver, diamonds, pearls, they found a fortune. They're looking for it for years. Finally, now they have more modern equipment, they're able to find it. He says, if you know, you're searching, you're digging in a field for treasure. So then you give up. But if you know Vadai, it's somewhere in this field. It's a big field. Somewhere in this field there's a buried treasure. There's gold and silver and diamonds, pearls, rubies, you have everything there. You'll never give up. But since you know Vadai is there, you're going to get it. It's only a matter of time till you'll hit the treasure, till you'll get it. He says the same thing is with Torah. The Torah comes to us. Hashem wants to help us. We don't know when we're going to get it, but it's there. It's just a matter you don't give up. The Yetzer wants you to give up. The Yetzer doesn't want you to get there. That's all you have to do. You just have to keep pushing, and it's muftach vada you'll get there. Like the Rashiva said, they were Gedolei Yisrael. They didn't have good heads. So how'd they make it? How'd they do it? I just remind myself, there was a Godel, his name was Rav Pesach Pruskin. They printed, it's not a big safe, I mean, you might have it here in the basement, which is on Nushin, Baba Kambo, Metzia. So there's Askoma there for Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein learned by him when he was about 15 or 16 years old. So he says, my Rebbe gave me such a geschmack in learning. His svaris was so geschmack that he gave me cheshek to learn more and more. This is Rav Moshe Feinstein talking. Rav Moshe Feinstein, when he was 11 years old, he knew the three bavas. Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, cover to cover. His nephew, Michael Feinstein, who was Nifta recently, said it over. And Michael Feinstein said he remembers when he was a child, his father was Nifta when he was young, so Rav Moshe Feinstein was, and another brother were like his fathers. They took care of him. So he says, the night of Yom Kippur, I sat with my uncle a whole night, and we learned through Gans Masechta Yuma. To me, it's like mind-boggling. A whole Masechta in one night. They didn't sleep the whole night of Yom Kippur, and they learned. So here we're talking about Sir Chagoyin, and he says, on this Rebbe, he gave me a geschmack in learning. This Rav Pesach Pruskin was very simple. He had a very simple head. And there was yeshiva in Slutsk, that was Rashiva's yeshiva, and Rabbi Zalman's yeshiva, and he was like a mashgiach to take her, I guess, to see the brachim get up in the morning, to go to sleep at night, like, it was like that, to see that they should be in the beis merish. He was that kind of a mashgiach, not a mashgiach ruchni. And two brachim were talking and learning. He was about 30 years old, the brachim were about 15, 16, and they were talking and learning, and he mixed in, and he said something that didn't make sense, and they were laughing at him. Like, you know, the one bacha smirked to the other, look what he's saying. He doesn't know what he's talking about. See, he felt very bad, and he sat down in the base medrash, and he started crying. Tzar, not because they made fun of him. Tzar, because he saw that a 14, 15-year-old bacha knows more than him, that he's 30 years old. And he fell asleep, and I don't remember what the cholim was. He had a cholim. I don't know who came to him in the cholim. He had a cholim. And when he woke up and he started learning, my yonis of chachma opened up. This is written in the Mabitzei Torah Musa. I saw this story. I heard a lot of people said it over. And he started learning and he started saying chaburas that it reached the point that Rabbi Zalman told him, you have to make your own yeshiva. Like, it's not shaykh, you should stay here. And he went and made his own yeshiva, and then he became Rosh Yeshiva in Kovrin was the city, and he became the Rav. And then he went to Rav, he said he couldn't learn because he was so busy. So he went to Rav Chaim Briska to ask him an etzah, what should he do? So Rav Chaim Briska told him, the nights are made for learning. So he hardly slept after that. He became a goyin. They printed his chidush, and Moshe Feinstein was his Talmud. He started off when he was 30. He didn't know anything. A 14-year-old bocha was better than him. But because he cried, he became big. And there's another story with a godel. I don't remember who it is. I saw one of my rebbeim in yeshiva. He told a story. I think he meant himself, the way it sounded. What happened was He said there was a bocha in yeshiva in Europe. He was from Europe, this Rebbe. He learned Slabodka. He said there was a bocha wasn't learning. He wasn't matzliach. So one night when no one was there, he went into the Beis Medrash. He opened up the Aron Kodesh, and he was mispal ta'kodesh baruch hu. I want to learn. I want to be better. I want to be a mensch. And after that, he felt the siyata d'shmaya, and he became a big Talmud Chacham. Same sort of a maisa. He opened up the Aron Kodesh and his mispal b'leiv sholem ta'kodesh baruch hu. So that's v'sein chalkeinu b'sarah secha. Every yid has Torah, and that's why the Rashiva felt he could build Torah in America. This is the story that happened. He came to America in Tovshin Beis, let's say. I don't know exactly around that. Tovshin Vov or Zayin, after the war, he went to Eretz Yisrael to visit his shver, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, for the Gedolei Hador. And when he came back, they made him a big, the Rabbonim in America, an organization, made him a big Kabbalist upon him. So he got up to speak, And they were, some of them were very Zionistic. You know, Mizrahi was called them, very Zionist, like what you call the religious Zionists. A lot of these rabbis were big Zionists. So he got up, there was no B'nai Brak then, it was all Yerushalayim. You know, in Yeshivas Eitz Chaim, I don't know how big it is now when you're here in Yerushalayim, but you had Zaydas learning with their Einiklach, with their grandchildren in the Koilo. You had fathers, grandfathers with grandchildren, all in the same Koilo. It never existed before. So he came back to America and said, there's so much Torah in Yerushalayim. You know, the Yeshiva Yosh and all these people are sitting and learning. So one Mechutzev gets up and says, if the Yeshiva holds, there's so much Torah in Eretz Yisrael, so why'd you come back to America? Why don't you stay there? Why don't you stay in Europe? So this is what he answered him. Chazal say, Kol Mokim, Shagolsa Yisrael, wherever Yidden went into Golas, the Shechina went with them. Shechina, Nevuah was only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz. When Klal Yisrael went into Golis, see Yecheskel Hanavi said Nevuah in Chutz Laretz. In Chutz Laretz he said Nevuah. Why? Because wherever Yidden go into Golis, the Shechina goes with them. So he said like this, where's the Shechina today? The Shechina today is here in the Beis Medrash. Ein lo lakodesh baruch hu boilomo yeledal amash halacha bilvad. Here in this Beis Medrash, in every Beis Medrash, is the Shechina. So Mela, since at that point, the biggest yeshiva of Yidden was in America, Eretz Yisrael was very small. Where were most millions of Yidden? It's America. There were millions of Yidden in America. Europe was destroyed. So he says, here's where Torah is going to grow. Because Torah is the Shechina, and wherever Klal Yisrael is in Golis, there's going to be Torah. He says, B'derech HaTeva, he said, I don't understand it. I don't see how I'm going to do it. But I'm muftach, Torah is going to grow here. And it worked. It didn't go easy. When Lakewood started, I heard from Nosson Vachfeld, the Mashgiach, that sometimes if someone wanted to go away for a Shabbos, there wasn't a minyan on Shabbos in Lakewood Yeshiva. I don't know if any of you visited Lakewood in the last 5 years. But I don't see how, you could see Lakewood today, how is it possible that there wasn't, in the yeshiva of Lakewood, there's not a minyan. That's how small the yeshiva was. And it didn't build so much in the beginning. It wasn't popular. Because there wasn't only Mudei Chol. It wasn't popular to learn in Lakewood. But the yeshiva persisted. He said, this is the way it has to be. The Torah has to be learned the way it was learned in Europe, the way it was learned in Har Sinai, with the Messiah. And he kept it, and he had Siyata Dishmaya. Like I said before, when he was nifted, it was a small yeshiva. I don't think he ever dreamed. I don't know. I'm just in the ever dream. I think he once said that maybe the yeshiva will come to be 400 bachurim, and that's it. Then there was only 150. See, he dreamt. They built a building, maybe could hold 200. He never chalom that the yeshiva will have over 5,000 talmidim. I don't think he ever had even a chalom that the yeshiva would be that big. But how did it grow? Because he believed in it. It's with emunah and betochen that there could be Torah. Whenever he went to speak to anyone, he spoke to a balabas, the famous story. He went into the first thing when he spoke to anyone, or whenever he spoke in public, the first thing he said was, every yid has to learn Torah. He never said Torah is only exclusive for a small group, for an elite group. Every yid has a chelik in Torah. It doesn't matter what a person does the rest. This is another thing he used to say. What's a ben Torah? Let's say you have a bacha who learns 12 hours a day. Think of it. 9 to 1, 2 to 6, 7 to 11. That's a full day, right? And 11 o'clock will say, now I'm potter from learning. Now I could go do whatever I feel like when he's not tired yet. That's not a ben Torah. And if someone has to go to work, and every spare minute he has, he learns, he's a ben Torah. And this person who's learning 3 storim a day, 12 hours a day, is not a ben Torah. A ben Torah means your life is Torah. That's the main thing in life. Not everyone is zoche to stay. Some people have to go to work, whatever the circumstances are. But if you learn when you're able to learn, you're a ben Torah. That's why whenever you went to any balabas, it doesn't matter how much you know, every yid has to learn Torah. That was the first thing he asked, and the first thing he spoke about. So he comes into someone, and he tells him, you're learning Torah? He says, no. He says, why not? He says, look, he says, it says there's Yisachar Zvulun. He says, I'm supporting Lakewood. He made a whole list of yeshiva that he's supporting. So I have a chelik in Torah, because he says, Zvulun is as if he learned. Smach Zvulun b'tzei secha v'yisocha ba'alecha. So Chazal said, why does it say Zvulun first? Yisoch is the one that's learning to tell us that the equal, it's an equal partnership. The ones who are supporting Torah, they have that chelik ha-Torah. So he says, what I have to learn for? So he said to him, no, you'll have Olam Haba, but you won't have Olam Haza. By the Rishiva, that was his Olam Haza. To sit and learn, that's the biggest enjoyment. How could you not learn? It's not just enough to learn from it. That's a mitzvah of every yid. Every yid has in him Torah. Every yid could learn Torah. It doesn't matter what madrega of Torah it is. Everyone according to his koiches. Everyone according to his way. There was once a mice with a bochum. The Bach himself told this to me. It was Nifta recently. This person came to Lakewood. He was 18 years old. Someone told me he came, I don't know, he came with green pants, with a red shirt, with I don't know what kind of sandals. He came into the yeshiva, and the yeshiva gave him a faher. And he said, you don't know enough. Go back to New York, the yeshiva you came from. Came from RJJ. Used to be yeshiva on the east side. And you learn more, then you can come to Lakewood. He didn't look at his pants, he didn't look at his shirt, he didn't look at his shoes. So the bacher started crying. And he said, if I'm going to go to New York, I'm not going to learn a word. In New York, I'm not going to learn. Here, I'll be able to learn. He took him into the yeshiva. He gave him the best bacher. Didn't last, but he gave him the best bacher of Yankov Shift to learn with. It was now given by the Briskerov. Okay, it wasn't a good shidduch. But the bacher was crying. He wants to learn. The yeshiva took him into the yeshiva. He told me this when he was over 50, when he was a Marbitz Torah. He was Nebuchadnezzar young, but I know we used to have a chabura together in the Mishnah's Rabbar in the Rashiva Swarm, and he wrote Hagoyas and all the Swarm, Kashas and Terutzin. He wanted to learn, Rashiva took him in. That's it. As long as you want to learn, you'll make it. And this book, he taught many different day schools. He was makar of many boys to Torah. But he wanted to learn, the door is open. They printed just now a book about the Rashiva in English from Rabbi Dershowitz in Lakewood. So he told me over such a... So once he printed that book, it's very popular, it sells all over, it's Gvaldik. I forgot the name of it, it's about the Rashiva, about the Baron Kotler. It's a Gvaldik book. I know Reb Chaim Epstein always tells me, see to it that everyone should buy that book. It's a Gvaldik Ashkofa. So he was telling me, once that book was printed, it was a bestseller. All over America, in English, and he got a letter. There's a modern rabbi in some place in Connecticut, where Chofetz Chaim has one of the biggest branches, a very strong branch. And this rabbi is a modern Orthodox rabbi. He's not the ones who are interested in the Chofetz Chaim yeshiva and the Black Hat yeshiva. He's not interested in regular yeshiva. And this person was moisen nefesh to build this yeshiva. He had, he was a big rabbi in the town there, and even though it wasn't his derech, his ideology, he did it. He said, why did he do it? He says, one time he met the Rashiva, and he didn't know Pashib Pshat in the Gemara in Yevamos. Not a Rebuchan. Not a Reb Shimon. Pashib Pshat in the Gemara he couldn't figure out. Not the Reb Chaim in Sarasaita. Pashib Pshat in the Gemara. And Rashiva sat down with him with patience. A person asked him to learn, he's not going to refuse it. And he learned with him that Gemara. Pashut Pshat. He said he got such a geshmak, such an enjoyment. He saw the Rashiva not only when he said big chidushim, he was besimcha. Every piece of Gemara to him is Sinai, is Hashem. He got such a geshmak, he saw the importance of learning, that he went against his own shitas and he built a yeshiva. That's the koyach ha-Torah. And I saw from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish came to Eretz Yisrael in Tofresh Tzadik Gimel, or Tzadik Dalet, around 1933, he came to Eretz Yisrael. There were no yeshivas, except in Yerushalayim, and in Meir Sharm, there was a few yeshivas. But what's called Yeshiva Chodesh, what's all over the rest of Eretz Yisrael, there were no yeshivas. There was nothing there. And he said, you know what's going to save the Yiddishkeit? You know what's going to save Yidden? another yeshiva, another Talmud Torah, another Beis Yaakov, another Mokim Chinuch Haredi. That's the future of Klal Yisrael. If you learn Torah, you could be a Yid. If you learn Torah, Barosa Yitzar, Barosa Litara Tavlin. If you learn Torah, and if you work hard in Torah, that takes away the whole Yitzahara. Not overnight, but that's the way to become an Elach Yid. Only through Torah. And every one of you has, every one of Yidden, every Yidden Klal Yisrael has a Shaychus to Torah. Every Bocha here could vak sois a big Lamdan. I'm sure some of you are on your way already. Yitzichah, every Yid has a Shaychus to Torah. There's no such thing, a Yid cannot be Matzlich in learning. Even to become Gedolei Yisrael. Look at this person. He was 30 years old when he started learning, after he fell asleep. He didn't know anything till then. He was 30 years old, and he became a big Roshiva, a big Rav. Kovrin is a city in Poland. It was a big city. He was Kovrin Rav, he was Kovrin Roshiva, and he had a Talmud like Rav Moshe. And he started off, he didn't know anything. He was blank. He said Narishkeit. He said stupid things. And then he wanted to learn, so he made it. So this is, you have a schus to be in a yeshiva, you have a schus to learn, you should all be zeuche to become a melim b'Torah, to be matzliach in learning. It's in your hands. All excuses are nothing. It's in your hands. It's in the hands of everyone. It's hard? Yes, it is hard. Anything good in this world doesn't come easy. You'll take a computer, and you'll take from Bar Ilan, with all the Gemaras, with all the Rishonim, with all the Rishi Vegas, it's not going to go into your head. The only way to go into your head is if you sit, and you work on a Gemara, and you learn it over, and you learn it over, and you learn it over, till it goes in, till it penetrates. Whenever, how long it takes, everyone has a shaychus to Torah, and you should be zeuche to vaksais to be big talmidei chacham. Amen. Okay. Yeah, I found it. Magid, once I know.